hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Man's goings are of the Lord. How can a man then understand his own way? God's in control of what seems to be out of control. What you cannot handle, God has already handled it. What you don't understand, God has already purposed. He's already got a plan. He's already got a strategy in place. Tell somebody again, don't worry. Just be happy. Jeremiah 10:23. Oh Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walks to direct his steps. Y'all still with me? Come on, we're almost there. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. So when things disrupt your routine, and you mad, somebody making a demand on your time, and you know you mad because it's disrupting your routine. Know that it is not in man. It's not in you all the time to direct your steps. Sometimes God has put a little speed bump there to slow you down. Because he's directing your steps. He's the captain of your ship. So don't worry about stuff like that. Just, again, tell somebody, be happy. Don't worry. So sometimes, you know, if you're like me, which I believe you are, there are times where, you know, when time is of the essence and time seems like it's running out or time is running too close. God reminds me sometimes, your times are mine. And you know what? Right away, I get peace. I say, you know what? I might feel like I'm running late or that I'm missing out. But, Lord, I'm going to rest in you because you have a way of working this thing out already. You are in charge of my goings out and coming in. And you know what I meant in my heart. You know that my purpose was to do that way, but it didn't work out. So God says, your time is in my hand. I tell you, it brings a peace, and you find, like I do, in situations like that, it always works out. Amen. I'll tell you this story again. You've heard it scores of times down through the years, but you'll hear it again today. When I was in California, wanting a job, I was talking to my sister, was staying with her. I stayed with her for about a year early on. I was maybe in my very early 20s, late teens, and I stayed with her, and I needed a job, so I had a job interview. And they invited me to come to this job. I could walk to the job. We got in fellowship one morning. And I mean, the Lord was just blessing us. We were just fellowship talking. And finally, the time for the job interview passed. And we were just talking and fellowshipping the Lord. And the time passed. And I realized I was about a half an hour late. I said, oh, Lord. But yet I had encouraging anybody. This is my testimony. All right? This is how it happened with me. Finally, I got broke away from there, and I'm walking over there saying, oh, Lord, I don't know. If job interview, good job. I don't know if I get this job. I'll have to look somewhere else. But as soon as I walked up to the place, the guy that had interviewed me was pulling up in his station wagon. And as he pulled up, he saw me, and he reached over, and he rolled down. This was, you know, roll-up windows. He rolled down the window. He said, Trevor, I'm so sorry that I'm running so late. Have you been here long enough? See, God's counsel. See, God has a way of working stuff out for you. See, he knows I wasn't just on purpose trying to be late. He knows my purpose was to be there, Johnny on the spot, but there was a higher principle that was at work at the time. See, God will bring extraordinary manifestations that will defy natural order, and things will work out for you. Tell somebody, things are working out for me right now. Sometime while you're in church saying amen, God is working on the situation because you're giving him praise, because you're honoring him. There's an anointing sent out to work in your behalf, to go before you, to give you a victory. while you taking time out to say yes to the will of the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, tell me what God can't do or what he won't do for one of his. And I'll say this again. We have come upon a due season of extraordinary prophetic fulfillment. I prophesy to you, many things are going to be fulfilled, are going to manifest, are going to come suddenly that you've waited a long time for. You believed a long time for. You fought for a long time. Tell somebody it's coming. Come on, it's coming suddenly. In Jesus' name. Oh, yes, it is. I will not be denied, because my God cannot lie. And see, as the sons of Issachar, there's something in you, like in the stork. The stork knows his time of migration. Everybody got to tell the stork, hey, wintertime's coming. You know, you got to tell certain birds that are, you know, warm weather birds, and you got to tell them it's time to migrate. They know. You see them flying in formation just before the wintertime comes. There's a clock. Well, let me tell you something. There's a clock on the inside of you called the Holy Ghost. And I hear him saying, our due season is here. There's a time that's come upon you now. Get ready for it. You feel it like I do. There's an excitement. There's an anticipation. There's an expectation. God's getting ready to do some things that he's never done for you before. Oh, hallelujah. Come on. This is the greatest hour for the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. The darkest hour for the world and this system. Amen. If you don't know, you better ask somebody. It's going to get dark. That is not our portion. I said, that is not our portion. Our portion is light. Let me wind up here. Did we do Jeremiah 10:23? Okay. Let me give you three examples, patriarchs, of how God orders our steps. Give me Genesis 37 and verse 26. A young man by the name of Joseph. Can you stay with me, period? Got that spooky quiet. No response. Uh-oh, better close the service. Genesis 37, verse 26. I won't be long. And Judah said unto his brethren, what profit is it if we slay our brother and conceal his blood? Verse 27. Come and let us sell him to the Ishmaelites, and let not our hand be upon him. For he is our brother and our flesh, and his brethren were content. Verse 28. Then there passed by Midianites merchantmen, and they drew and lifted up Joseph out of the pit and sold Joseph to the Ishmaelites for 20 pieces of silver, and they brought Joseph into Egypt. His brothers had a plan. Their hearts were devising a way, but in the midst of it, come on, in the midst of it, they had murder on their mind. But in the midst of it, God overrode that idea and told Judah, sell him. But see, all along, they were moving or working toward God's ultimate plan. The counsel of God cannot fail. Give me chapter 45, Genesis 45, verse 5. After all this is over with, and they stand before Joseph, now therefore be not grieved. He's telling the ones that devised his hurt, had a plan to kill him, but God overrode that. Be not grieved, nor angry with yourselves, you devils, you. They want to kill him. They caused his father so much grief in saying that he was slain. You see the wickedness of their heart. Said a evil beast has slain him. Took the coat of many colors all those years. Don't be grieved nor be angry with yourselves that you sold me hither, for God did send me. before you to preserve life. Don't you love that? Joseph understood, no, you devised something, but God directed the steps. It was in your devising that God was directing. You know what? That's written for our example. It's not just written as a story. That's our example. Understand, God works like that. God operates like that. Let me just say this and we'll close. But David, the same way, David was tending sheep. And his father, you know, tending sheep while his brothers were there at the battle. And David just tending the sheep, surely wanting to be a part of that. But no, he had to tend the sheep. But it came to his father, I want you to go see how your brothers fare. Little did he know that God had set him up. His time of promotion had come. Just through some little things. Take this cheese and this bread and this wine and go give it to your brothers. See how they're doing and bring me a report back. Little did he know his life was about to change forever. Tell somebody God is getting ready to magnify you among people. You getting ready to stand out. I want to say this. Every creature God has created walks blindfolded. It's not in man to know his way. Only he that dwells in the light sees his way. No matter what's going on around us, no matter what set of circumstances we find ourselves in, if we walk in the light, we will know the way. Hello? I said, we will know the way. Everybody walks blindfolded. It's not in us to know our way. But if we walk in the light, we'll not stumble. And see, light is a person. It's like truth is a person. If we dwell in the vine, we'll always have life. If we just allow Christ's nature to govern our life, we will always have light. We will always have provision. We will never stumble. Amen.
We have come to the close of part 27 of The Faith Crisis, My Steps Are Ordered. When they found Jesus' clothes folded neatly at the end of the tomb, that meant there was a finished work. Man always proposes, but God will always dispose. Man advises, and God directs. Our God does not change. He does not and will not impose upon our will. God demands total obedience of his children, and he will not disturb our responsibility. Victory must be on the inside, and there will be outward manifestation. Psalms 37:23 says, "The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way."
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us this weekend at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our service times are 11 a.m. Sunday morning and 7 p.m. Sunday night. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.